This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Missionary work. It's time for us to take a bird's eye view of what's happening today. It's a Thursday, and I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keevan, two-thirds of the DJV gang, here on duty, at attention, perspectivizing. All right, that's a new word. I like that. Perspectivizing. I was doing
crossword. That's a good one. I like that. That's way better than people saying conversating, because that's a thing now, and I can't stand
conversating,
that.
Conversating? That's like shuttering. The most useless word that has been created. People love to use it because it's new, and it's a stupid word. It's overdoing. We close something down. You shutter it. You shut it down, whatever.
Right.
Making up foolish names. I was very cognizant of words. I did four crossword puzzles on the train coming back from New York to Boston yesterday.
Oh.
And I had to put on, I had two pair of glasses. And the print on the, most of, if you're doing crossword puzzles, you know the print's pretty small. So I had a pair of glasses in my bag, my case, and I had a pair of glasses in my pockets. I put them both on, and the lady that was sitting across from me kept looking at me. The crazed scientist made it to
the train. Now, were you doing New York Times crossword?
I didn't. No, I don't. The New York Times is becoming less and less a part, even though I look at it. For some of the top stories, I find myself more and more annoyed by it and its approach to things. So even though, the crossword puzzle is intelligent, I've done it from time to time. I actually, he'll chuckle at this.
But do you do it in pen?
Several,
these are very subtle New York things that
I do
that
do
New
it
York
in pen. Well, I had a pen yesterday. I did it in pen yesterday. I should have saved them so I could have talked about the most interesting words that I found or titles of books that I remembered or didn't remember. Anyway, I found the most challenging one was the crossword puzzle I got from one of my farm newspapers. The questions that I am interested in, the things, there was farms and cows and breeds and types of tractors and stuff
That's
like
cool.
that. Yeah, it is. No, it doesn't make a difference what you do. It's the activity in your brain and the way that you get blood and keep your brain functioning that's important. It doesn't make any difference what the words are. Although it is important, I find here, for my relationship with you and everybody else, to keep my vocabulary not necessarily where it was, because I think that stagnates you. I think you have to continue to find new ways to express yourself, new words to use, new experiences to talk about, because that's what keeps the blood and the brains working properly. At least that's my opinion. I think.
No, I agree. I love adding to the lexicon as much as possible.
Yeah, right, exactly. And she'll be back later to explain what that means, ladies and gentlemen. The situation with Hurricane Matthew, it is stronger. The warnings have expanded. Those of you, I would be surprised, actually, and that's why I put the phone number out there, 888-302-3684. I'm going to bet the WMEL, WTTB, some of the other stations on the east coast of Florida are doing a wall-to-wall their own thing, sort of, instead of carrying parts of this program. I put a note out to John Harper, who runs WMEL and is usually pretty accessible, and he didn't respond, which tells me that he's up to his Mickey, because it looks like the landfall for Matthew will be precisely in Melbourne, right on Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral. The Space Coast is going to get it. That's where it's going to hit land. And in the meantime, lots of wind already. But if you look at the sort of the trajectory over the next 3-4 days, what it does is hit strongly in there by this time tomorrow and then slowly move up the coast. And then as the topography of the land curves out headed toward the capes of North Carolina, it just goes out to sea and then sort of curls around and comes back down. looking for warmer water. It's funny, we personify things like hurricanes. We've given them names, and we talk about them as if they were living things, which in fact they are, I guess. They're a living, breathing monster.
Constantly changing, unpredictable, thing. I mean, it's,
Wait a minute, does that describe the men in your life or the women in my life? Constantly changing. Go through that again. Constantly
changing. No, I have
changing.
A pretty steady.
You couldn't prove it by me. I didn't meet him yesterday. I was going to meet this guy yesterday, and he hid from me. I don't think he exists. I think it's charade.
Really, he is very curious to meet you. Very curious.
Not curious enough to show up to the meeting.
Oh, well. He can't become unemployed just to meet you.
Victoria. Well, the guys there said that. As a matter of fact.
Oh, did you inquire about him?
No, well, Spencer was very interested in your picture. He said, "Oh, this is the way. This is Lou's girlfriend. I hadn't seen a picture of her before because we were presented. This little inside."
That's right. I don't think he was at the Christmas party. I didn't meet him. Yeah.
No. So anyway, we went to a couple of ad agencies yesterday in New York. The fellows that works with me and I, and one of the agencies is run by a guy that's been a great friend of mine for a long time. His name is Spencer Brown. He's a wonderful guy. And so and another guy named Murphy, who's also a wonderful guy. We had a laptop presentation. You'd be happy to know there was no paper involved, Victoria. None, zero.
That makes me very happy. That makes me so happy.
The laptop's going around. And Spencer, true to form, wasn't really worried or interested in the sort of stuff that we had to, it was relative to selling the program, because that's what happens. When you hear advertising on this program, it's sold by advertising agencies, most of them in New York, that line up a lot of the stories that we talk about. Anyway, that's Lou's girlfriend. And then he took a better, closer look, so you have to tease. she's pretty good looking. Okay.
That was sweet.
Yeah, no, he's a very good guy. Anyway, so that was my day in New York yesterday. Other than coming home last night, the brakes didn't operate on the train, so we stopped. I was about 400 yards away from the train station where I would get off the train. And the train stopped and didn't move. And it didn't move, and it didn't move. Finally, somebody came on the squawk box and said, "We have a problem with the brakes under one of the cars, and we're trying to figure out how to fix it." So they had applied the brakes, as normally would be the case, to pull into the station. But the brakes then dragged the train because the brakes just completely applied, not just partially applied. So that one car slowed the train down to a stop. And they couldn't get the brakes to release. So they call ahead to Boston to get a crew to come down and work on the train. But it'll take them an hour or more to get the crew down there. And the engineer says, "I'm not waiting for them." So he crawls underneath. The engineer gets out of the engine and crawls underneath the car that had the problem with the brakes. And I either cut the line or he disengaged the brakes. So that the train could move. I thought that was very cool. That's how I did
it. It's very cool that he could fix it, but...
Yeah, right.
Wow, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, not even now. See, but that's...
I know, you're the guy who, like, lives under a tractor, so I get it.
It's not that dangerous if you know what you're doing. Anything's dangerous if you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Right.
But if you know what you're doing, it's not dangerous at all.
It seems very surprising to me that an engineer would be able to fix something on the train when, all you hear is pretty much, you don't hear great stories, especially after the Hoboken train accident.
No, but that's like saying all police are bad.
No, I know. I'm just saying I didn't realize that the people who could drive the train also had knowledge to fix it.
Many of them have former mechanics. Some of them moved their way up. A lot of the engineers are older guys that have been working for the various rail unions for a long time. There are very few, although some of the trains like you're talking about, the one that ran into the Hoboken train station, and by the way, at Penn Station yesterday, when they make the announcements, "Well, Hoboken is still closed, so this is how you get here, there, and everywhere." And then there was a derailment north of Penn Station of a freight train, so that slowed everything down. But when we went by it, I'd never seen a train derailment before. I'm looking out the window of the train at this was a freight train that derailed because somebody...
I think that was in the Bronx, right? I saw an alert yesterday. Yeah.
And somebody had forgot to flip the switch. So they flipped the switch. Listen to this. the train was on the track and it was supposed to go off to the right because there was another train straight ahead, so it was going to go off on a siding. And it was about halfway through the train going in the wrong direction that somebody realized the switch hadn't been, and these are normally, I guess, fairly automatic, or in a switch yard like that, they can't be automatic. Somebody's going to be watching it. So anyway, the guy, the train's halfway through, and he decides to flip the switch. So the train, obviously, is going to go off the track because the engine and the front of the train is on the track over here, and he flips the switch to send it over there. And so what's the back of the train going to do? It's going to come off the track. And that's what it did.
Wow.
And the train was going fairly slowly. But again, hello, is anybody home there with this guy? He sees, because they have computers that watch where every train is. You can look at a computer screen in these terminals, or in these yards, and you can see where all the trains, it's like being in the airport or at air traffic control, you can see where all the planes are by looking at the radar, or looking at the screen. Well, the same thing in the freight yards, in the train yards, you can see where all the trains are. So he had to have looked at that and just had some kind of a brain, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because that's what would make somebody do something stupid. It would seem like that. All right, so anyway, that's the story of yesterday's travel in the hurricane, all wrapped together at 18 after the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip pleats for him only $14.39 and V-neck pleats for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 and 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Groupon-a-thon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Groupon-a-thon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Pretty unmistakable musical sound. Michael Jackson's title tune from the album Thriller. How about this? We'll crank it up for a minute and I'll tell you some stories. Musical stories of 24 after the hour.
I haven't heard this in so long. And hope that it's just imagination.
So, the person responding, well, Michael Jackson didn't write much of his own music. He was like Elvis. He took a lot of stuff. He did write some things, but most of the stuff he did came from other people, like songwriter Rod Temperton, who wrote this song for Michael Jackson. Also wrote Rock With You, which is one of my faves.
Yeah, this is awesome.
From Michael Jackson. I was a big Thriller fan, but I like this. Hard to sit still for this.
It is. It is, I know.
As younger, when his voice was more pure, that makes sense. Off the Wall, he wrote that as well for Michael Jackson. So Temperton had a really aggressive form of cancer. He died in London. The music publisher for Temperton was Warner, and the fellow that runs it announced the passing. His family, at 66, that's pretty young,
yeah.
Frankly. He first broke through as a member of the disco band Heatwave. He wrote Always and Forever and Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights.
Do you remember these guys?
I sure do. Absolutely. I was not... This is... This was after I stopped. I was a jock from 65 to 74, and then I get into talk. So I didn't play this stuff as a jock, but you know, certainly anecdotally, when we tell stories like this, it's stuff I've told stories about before. Actually, this was a great R&B song. He started working with Quincy Jones. In 1979, in the album Off the Wall. He wrote the song Burn This Disco Out. When Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson got together, man, that was magic. And yeah. This guy helped him.
And that was when Michael was transitioning, right, from the Jackson 5 to being a solo artist, I think,
yeah.
Right?
And transitioning from being black to white. But all that stuff was happening at the same time, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, Burn This Disco Out. Then he worked on Thriller. He wrote the title track as well as Baby Be Mine, Lady in My Life. And he,
I had no idea that Michael Jackson didn't really write all those hits.
No.
I didn't know that.
He was a good producer. He and Quincy Jones worked well together because they could produce stuff. They put things into it after it was done. But he was not a lyrical... he was not a... what's the best way to put it? He wasn't a lyrical creator. Basically. So he and Quincy Jones were nominated for Best Original Song Oscar in 1986 from The Color Purple, the song Mrs. Seeley's Blues. He also wrote Sweet Freedom for Michael McDonald, which is too bad because Michael McDonald ruined everything that he ever sang.
Really?
What a horror show.
Oh, my gosh.
Rod Temperton, who's a big writer for R&B and pop songs, mostly for Michael Jackson, passing away 28 after the hour.
Staying at the Inn. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A wise traveler showed up at the door of the palace. He asked to see the king. He requested that he get a room to stay the night. The king was taken back and said, "This is my palace. It's not an inn." So the traveler asked the king if he was the only one who ever lived here. And the king said, "No, my father lived here before me, and his father before him. Each of them is dead now." "Oh," said the traveler, "wait, so you're telling me that this place where people live for only a short period of time is not an inn?" Look, sometimes we might allow our egos to swell up and convince us that we are the end-all and be-all of things, but we're not. None of us are. It's humbling to realize that we are all here temporarily, but we are, and it's important for us to remember that. For more teaching stories, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs. Quality products. Free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
At the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, two-thirds of the DJV clan. Donald Trump says not paying taxes makes him smart, and people have called him a genius because of his revelations about tax strategies. So I did a little nosing around, and I find that there are a lot of people who are in the same position as he is. As a matter of fact, I think it was in Forbes. I did this on the train yesterday, so I can't remember where I found it. But there's a research paper, or there's a research piece, showing in detail how Fortune 500 companies manage to shelter trillions of dollars in profits from being taxed. There's a lot of different ways you can do that. You move it offshore. And so when you look at Trump and what he's done, his efforts pale by comparison to most of these Fortune 500 companies. The companies have managed to hide a lot of their tax havens completely so nobody can find them.
Yeah.
They report different numbers to different government agencies, and they obfuscate exactly where they put the money. And this brings us back around to the point, those people who want to, you can't have it both ways, all right? You can't have companies being taxed up the yin-yang and tell them they've got to stay here. We've got to keep jobs in America. You're not going to do it. It just isn't going to happen. So you can, you know, you can wrangle your hands and you can do the hoochie-coochie as much as you want to, but all of that is just pure BS. What both of them say, whether it's Trump or Mrs. Clinton, they're not telling you the truth. You know, it would be good if Trump could get the tax code to change so that we could keep companies here, because we do overtax them in comparison to what other countries do around the world. We're a very tax unfriendly country. And when you get right down to brass tacks, look at where all the brains are. Most of them are here. Look at the Nobel Prize. All right, the three of them are all American props. So we look at our brain trust. We look at the fact that we keep talking about we got to build new companies, small businesses, encourage Americans to stay and work and yada, yada. And then we tax the hell out of them. And they can easily take what they do someplace else where they'll be warmly received. You know, there's that. Or there's the stuff that goes on. The Atlanta Braves are building a new stadium, $400 million.
Wow.
And the taxpayers are paying for it. Can you, the guy John Malone, who owns the Atlanta Braves, is one of the wealthiest guys in the country. He owns Liberty Media, which owns Sirius XM, which owns all kinds of cable systems, which owns this, that, and the other thing. The guy's worth $14 billion. And he's got the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta paying for his new stadium. And they just built a new one in the 90s. And yet, this is the kind of stuff.
How do people let that happen?
Well, they're not paying, or they're so fascinated with baseball or football that we got to keep them in our town. Are you kidding? This guy would spend whatever he had to keep the teams there. It's completely asinine.
Yeah.
Okay.
In New Jersey, last year, they opened the new Giants Stadium, they call it MetLife Stadium because the Jets are also there, but whatever, it's always going to be Giants Stadium if you're in New Jersey. But New Jersey paid for that, and taxpayers paid for that, and they were furious because they didn't even put a roof on it. So the taxpayers didn't seem to mind paying for the stadium, but they were upset that it wasn't done properly, so there's still no roof on it.
All right, 37, 38 after the hour, my friend John Harper runs WMEL Radio, been long time affiliate of this program. He is in the eye of, well, he actually isn't in the eye. He's, if I am reading all my information correctly, John, Space Coast gets it. That's where the hurricane actually makes landfall sometime tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right, Doug. In fact, Ground Zero, believe it or not, is right about in the area of my condo on Cocoa Beach. So,
where are you now? Are you in the studio?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the control room right now, yeah.
All right, so what are you going to do? This for all WMEL has an expanded signal, so people can hear you all up and down the coast for how far north does it go now, the new signal?
From Daytona Beach all the way down to Jupiter, West Palm Beach, in that area.
So everybody listening in these areas, this is going to be the hardest hit area, it looks like, if you believe, and I think I do believe the hurricane models now. It looks to me like this thing has found a course. So what are you doing? You're not evacuating from your condo, and you're not evacuating from the radio station. Where are you?
Yeah, there was mandatory evacuation that took place yesterday. Mm-hmm. So all of the beaches in Brevard County have been under a mandatory evacuation, and that's continuing this morning. So that's all under a orderly control, oddly enough.
I'm looking at the story of Robert and Georgette Tyler, who have a rental home in Cape Canaveral. That say they're not, even though the hurricane's going to knock on their door tomorrow, they put plywood on their windows. He says, I don't want to get stuck in traffic. It's too much trouble to pack up my stuff. Wow. He's got a lot of guns and motorcycles and stuff. Maybe you know this guy. So he got a couple of generators and 50 gallons of fuel. He bought a lot of water and food this week. And he's a handyman.
It's absolutely crazy, Doug, for people to ride out this storm, especially on the beach side.
Yeah.
Because an interesting note, the area of Cape Canaveral, and I know you're big on the space program, but Cape Canaveral and where the Kennedy Space Center is expected to be hit as well, because the area from Cocoa Beach to there is just a couple of miles, and it has never been hit. This is unprecedented.
Really?
And,
wow.
Yeah, never been hit.
Never been hit. That's amazing.
And that is why back in the early 50s, whoever the scientist, the architects were of the Kennedy Space Center, at that time Cape Canaveral, that's why they decided to build there, because of the prevailing wind and some other interesting idiosyncrasies that go into that.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good piece of trivia. Wow.
Yeah. All right. So practically speaking, what's going on? Look out the window. Tell me what's going on the roads. What are people listening to you and us now thinking about what they either need to do or should have done? What's the reality of the psyche of the people there?
Gasoline has become a premium as far as there's not much gas available. Most gas stations have been out of gas for the last day, so that's a problem. Mm-hmm. As far as food and water, most of the grocery stores seem to be in pretty good supply of that, so there's not been a run on water and things like that. People are under control with getting what they need and getting their preparations ready, getting their batteries, their portable radios. Of course, radio does very well.
In this circumstance, the best. Yeah.
Does extremely well, and that's why we go into our hurricane mode of operation here and do all hurricane all the time.
I figured that you would be. Are we on the air there now, or are you doing? How are you doing?
We've got hurricane coverage right now, and we've got our staff already on the air, and we've got a couple of people out and about in the field as well, heading over to the beach to give me an update on what's happening on the beach.
So when do you leave? When do you and all these people leave?
I won't be leaving. We're going to be staying here at the radio station.
140 mile an hour winds. What happens if the wind blows the tower down?
Well, then, obviously, we're off the air. But where we're located, we're about a mile.
Yeah, you're kind of, the impact inland there, even though it's only a mile, is not going to be what it is on the coast, right?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What time do you anticipate this will hit today? I think today is the day, right?
Not today, no, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, okay.
Yeah. And probably about this time tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so the traffic, what does it look like on the roads? You're on just off of Route 1, which
traffic,
is
traffic heading over to Orlando. A lot of people are evacuating, of course, adhering to the advice, and they're heading over to Orlando and other areas. All of the roads heading westbound are jammed, slammed.
Where are people going? Where do they go? There are only so many hotel rooms. Unless they just keep traveling to the panhandle or something, go as far as they can to find a room. Where do people buy tents and just camp out? Where do they
basically
go?
Basically, it's hotels number one, family and friends number two. I've got one of our staff members who ended up driving to Tennessee last night.
Really?
Because he couldn't get anything. So it's been difficult to try and find accommodations. So people are going wherever they can. It's been very difficult to say the least. But heading westbound out of this portion of the state, very difficult. Eastbound is a breeze, no problem. I-95, I-95 is not too much of a problem right now, according to our traffic reports. And a lot of people ask about the mandatory evacuations and what that means. It means that right now I cannot go back home to my place on Cocoa Beach. It's totally cut off to anyone who wants to return, and anybody who is on the Barrier Islands, as they call it, if you need emergency services, if you need medical assistance or whatever, and the wind starts to approach 35 miles per hour, they will not respond. They being the police, fire, rescue, they will not respond. So that's why you can't be arrested for not evacuating, but that's why it's not real smart, because if you need
die.
Yeah.
So the situation now, you probably got wind whipping around a little bit. Under the circumstances, it is day. When's the last time you had a storm that you can remember there, or from your history in Florida? What's the worst storm you can remember prior to this?
Well, the one that tops them all, of course, is Hurricane Andrew. I wrote that one out in Miami.
Yeah.
And but I'll tell you, this one right now, from what we're hearing and what we're going to be feeling here on the Space Coast of Florida, could be very similar to Andrew. We're not happy at all, and this is very, very serious and a very grave situation right now.
Who do we talk to about this? This is an outrage. I want to put a stop to this right now. Who do we talk to?
Yeah, we'll talk to the presidential candidates.
Yeah, they'll fix it. Of course they will. Yeah. So, one last question about the. I saw some pictures of people actually moving furniture out of their homes, putting in a U-Haul, because some people think their house is going to blow away.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that on beachside. If your home is beachside, all bets are off, Doug, as far as whether or not your home will be standing, especially if it's one of the older homes that hasn't been built up to the code and standards that now exist ever since Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
So,
how old is the condo that you have? How recent was it built?
It's from the 70s. And I think the condo will be okay. I'm not worried about that. I may have water damage, though. It could definitely flood.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you have time and you have the inclination tomorrow morning, if you can, feel free to call us to give us an update. Keep you as long or as little as you need to, but I know you'll be needed to work with some of the team that you got, because people are going to use, as you said, the radio is the number one way in situations like this that people find out what's going on. The number one way of connection for decades during situations like this is the radio. So,
absolutely.
And I know how good a job you'll do, but if you have the opportunity to give us a buzz, that would be good. I'd like to know you're okay as much as anything else.
Go do.
All right, okay, thanks, Doug. John Harper, who runs our affiliate WMEL, and then further up the coast, down the coast is TTB, but they're going through the same sort of thing. I would not like to be there. There's something about this stuff that makes me very nervous. I don't know why it is, because I've been through a lot of them, but I don't
really
makes me really nervous.
That's surprising, because I feel like nothing phases you.
Not
even
much.
A tornado would phase you.
But there's something. Electrical storms and hurricanes give me the willies, and I'm just as happy to know. I'm sad about all of the people, because there are a lot of my family's had a place in Florida since 1964, so I've been, it's like a second home, and I get it, or a third home given California, but there's nothing that I'd want to have in my psyche that says stay there.
Yeah.
All right, 10 minutes for the hour. This is Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the DJV perspective.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For yourself.
All right, we have 53 minutes after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day, DJV, whatever the name of the program is. I'm actually, I was reading up on this Snowden story. The movie Snowden is something that I've seen, and I advise as many people as I can to go see it. Very telling. It's a very important story, whether it has an axe to grind or not. So anyway, but Snowden's back at it again, and we'll tell you the story about what he did to set the internet ablaze yesterday in just a moment here on Tech Talk Time.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guy's 514 Straight Fit Jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
All right, 56 past the hour. Just as a quick anecdotal reference to what we were talking about the other day, Victoria, the Craigslist-like marketplace on Facebook, and the first stuff that was sold was a used scarf and one boot, an UGG boot, one by itself. And somebody sold a 7-Eleven pumpkin-spiced coffee. That was quarter full. All right, so those are the silly things that have been available. Now, meanwhile, Edward Snowden has made news again, blowing the whistle on Yahoo. How so?
Well, apparently, Yahoo is in really, really deep trouble with all of their users. Edward Snowden blew the roof off this yesterday on Twitter that Yahoo, without telling anyone and without letting any of their users know, they built custom software to scan every single Yahoo email user's incoming mail. And the reason that this is unprecedented, there have been other companies who have scanned stored or archived mail if they're looking for certain things in an investigation. If it's like the San Bernardino terrorist attacks, if they're going through emails, things like that. But this is the first time that the NSA and, or the FBI, we're not exactly sure which agency asked Yahoo to do this or why, but the fact is Yahoo did it. And a lot of people closed their Yahoo accounts yesterday because no one knows what they were looking for. All we know from a few anonymous sources within Yahoo through Edward Snowden have said they were looking for certain sets of words and certain phrases and certain codes. So it's obviously they were looking for something, and Yahoo was totally complicit. They actually lost some of their senior members who were in protest. They left. The guy who's now the head of Facebook security was at Yahoo when this was all going down, and he refused to partake. So he felt that it was a total violation of everyone's rights.
It is.
ACLU is involved now. This is really big. I mean, these are millions and millions of emails that have been breached. So Yahoo has just been a sinking ship to me. It's a dumping ground for that's, you know, I have a Yahoo account. I kept it open because no one actually emails me there. It's just for spam. Mm-hmm. But if this is your main mode of communication, this is a total infringement upon your rights.
So how is this connected? How is Yahoo connected to Microsoft and vice versa?
Well, Microsoft and Google both issued statements yesterday in light of this, saying that they had not been asked.
They haven't done this stuff.
They haven't done it. Microsoft was very vague. They didn't say if they were asked or not. They just said that they don't have software that does this. Google flat out said, no, we were not asked. And if we were asked, it would be a big, fat no way. So Google was very adamant about this. And this also brings up when the FBI wanted to crack the iPhone, and Apple said no. We're not going to do that. So, Yahoo, it's up to you. If you still have an account, you may want to close it.
See the movie Snowden.
Yes.
See the movie. And then you'll figure out what's going on in our country along these lines. 59 past the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.